Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. And I've got some great folks on with me today. Dr. Sherry Keffer. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you two today. I'm kind of honored to have you guys with me today.
Well, and you guys.
I had to pinch
that includes
myself.
John Townsend is in the studio. Hey, John. How are you?
Glad to be here.
Your microphone isn't on, but that doesn't mean you're not valuable to us, John, just because your mic
checked,
isn't on
one,
yet.
Check, 1, 2, 3.
There
you go. Better.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Right. He's locked in, loaded.
Yeah. Circle the wagons. We're a little short on technology today. But anyway, hey, listen, everybody, thank you for joining us today. We're going to be in the studio for 3 hours, and we would love to talk with you. And here's how we do that. You call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000, and we would love to talk with you. And if you can't get through this first hour, guess what? Two more after that. I'm going to give you the number one more time. I hope that you'll join us. 1-800-229-3000. Now, today is a really special day because November 1st kicks off. Well, it's really our kickoff day of thankfulness and gratitude in preparing for Thanksgiving. And I'm going to be preaching here on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and it's all about thanks living. And you know,
I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks
we
living.
We can talk a good game. That's pretty easy to do in the Christian world. But what are you doing about it? That's really the main thing. And people say they love, you know, oh, I love you and all that. But what are you doing? I mean, are you showing it? Are you living it? Are you grateful? Well, let me say this. We're grateful to you. We're so grateful that you support us and let us do this. And the stories that we hear all the time of people that have no counselor in their area. Many of you know, we just got back from Greece. We were walking along. There were three women there, and they see the little New Life sign around somebody's neck, the badge they're wearing, and say, oh, you know, we live in the Virgin Islands. We listen to New Life all the time. It's the only counseling we have down there. So
wow,
you support us, and that's what happens when you support us. People get the kind of godly counseling that comes out of the mouth, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. John Townsend, and the rest that are here on the program. So thank you for that. We are so grateful for it. Also, you might be interested to know that as we approach the end of the year, kind of everything happens as a result of year end. And so we're going to be pointing everybody toward that. And a group of folks came together and they created a challenge. A group of folks said, we're going to raise some money here and we want to challenge people to come along and match what we did. In other words, they're going to give it anyway. So it isn't like a matching fund, but it's a challenge. They raised $262,000, and they've asked other folks to come alongside and help them. And that goes toward our November support. And I hope that you'll do that. We'll tell you much more about that. But we're grateful that you're with us here today. All we want to do is try to provide God's truth in a way that you can apply it to your life. How many people know so much about the Bible, so much about recovery, so much about counseling, but they don't apply it? They don't do it. They don't live it. Well, that's what we're here for. And if that's not what we're doing, we've got a complaint department. Well, we don't have one, but I'll try to work one out. Anyway, you call us right now, 1-800-229-3000. Of course, our 1-800 New Life number, always available if you need to talk to somebody because you're really in trouble. You need help. You need to get to a counselor. You need something. 1-800-NEW-LIFE for that. But right now, 1-800-229-3000. So thrilled to be on with two doctors, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. John Townsend, and you. Glad you're with us for New Life Live.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Keffer, we're going to go to the phone calls. And if you want to join us, it's not a problem. All you have to do is just give us a, as we say, a ringy dingy at 1-800-229-3000. And we're going to go right now. Let's talk with, let's talk to Veronica. Fairfax, Virginia, one of the greatest conferences I've ever spoken at, the Blue Conference, right out of Fairfax there. And hi, Veronica. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing okay. Yep, we're here, and we're glad, and you got the best on right now. So tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, I have a husband, and I've been married 28 years, that has always looked at other women, has looked at their behinds when we're having dinner, and I've asked him to stop. It's been going on so long, and he does try, but it always seems to revert back to him seeking out and watching and right in front of me. And, you know, I'm just to the point where I don't even want to go with him anymore, anywhere.
And when you see this, what does he say to you when you say, well, I can't believe you did that? What's his response?
Well, he'll just say that, well, I didn't even realize I was doing it. Or he'll deny it. A lot of it was just, a lot of it throughout my whole life's just been denial of doing it.
Yeah.
And now that he's listened, I got him the DVD for Every Man's Battle, and he's listened to that, and he'll say, well, I just don't realize I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever asked him to get some help for it or anything like that?
We've got started to go to counseling, and then, you know, we've never really completed any kind of counseling.
Okay.
Why does it break down, Veronica?
Why did we stop the counseling?
Yeah, why did y'all stop?
Well, I just think that when we went, it got into a, you know, our it's a childhood type thing where they go to your childhood, and I forget what it's called, but it's called something where you regress back to your childhood and figure out, well, what's going on? You know, where did it happen? Like, maybe my mistrust started from that, but...
But actually, your mistrust is in the moment.
Right.
So I imagine you felt really missed, because this is a chronic problem that has been going on for some time. And the truth is you've brought it to him over and over again. So...
Right.
Veronica, what he brings you, whether it's denial or I don't remember, or I don't realize it, you know what? That's an old story. That's a really old story. He's been doing that. Y'all have been married 28 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
And it's created quite a problem for us when we go out because I'm so sensitive. I mean, sometimes I am more sensitive, but a lot of times it's not that I'm sensitive, it's that it's happening.
Right. You know, well, you don't need somebody to be telling you that the reason that you're sensitive is because something happened in your childhood, when anybody right. would be sensitive if there's no change. So let's give her the best direction we can. What do you guys think she ought to do that might provide a better outcome than what's going on right now?
Well, I would have a couple suggestions, Veronica. You have to have a zero tolerance towards this. Billy Graham once said, Graham's was somebody, I just follow his common sense. He said, the first look is not your fault, the second one is.
I agree with that.
And I agree with that. So I would tell him, number one, I really want you to get in a men's group where guys talk about the struggle. He needs to normalize it, that he's not weird, and then he can open up more about it, because I think probably half the time he's saying it's not happening, when in his heart he knows he does. But when you get around a good group of healthy guys, they all pray for each other, and that helps. The second thing I would do is I would tell him, until you can really get this under control, and I think he probably needs counseling, but you can't make anybody get counseling, but you can make him be in enough disruption that they need counseling. I would say, if that happens again and we're in a social situation, I'm just going to Uber home, and I just don't want to be with a guy that's looking at women like that. So we might be missing a lot of dates, and I'll be sad, but let me know when you want to take this seriously. Maybe get some help if you can't stop. That'd be my two suggestions.
Yeah, you really got two problems. One is him not stopping, and the other is him not sensitive to you. You guys are totally disconnected, and you got to get that connection
back.
Sherry, anything you want to add here before we go?
So John mentioned a word, breakdown, and he was talking about the counseling that you get, and how did that process break down. I see a breakdown that's happening in the way you push back. It's like when he turns it around on you, it's called blame shifting. He's putting it back on you, and then something in you collapses. Something in you doesn't know how to hold on to yourself and push back. And so I would have you do some work on you and how to hold on to the truth, those facts in your core. John, you just, at AACC, I saw John.
That's the American Association of Christian Counselor that Sherry and Steve and I speak out.
Yeah. And so you just started this thing called Townsend Now, which would be perfect for you to try out, because it's a live role play that you can actually call a therapist. And when you get stuck in a place like this, a pattern that you do over and over again, you get to do a role play with someone.
A live Skype role play.
Yeah, so tell us about it, because it's a pretty cool resource.
Yeah, Veronica, just because those conversations are so difficult, people feel discouraged, like, well, it's going to be the same answer again. You're going to deny it, and you're going to tell me I'm oversensitive. So we give up, and we get just kind of depressed. And so we've created a role play organization. It's called townsendnow.com, like I want it now. And we hook you up with a certified role play coach. And then you guys get on Skype, and you say, here's my problem. And the coach says, okay, I'll be the healthy Veronica. I'll answer the question the way it should be. And then the role play, then you, Veronica, you play your husband, and you say, you make excuses and you deny, and you kind of get slippery, because I think your husband's kind of slippery. And the role play coach says, no, we got to stay on track, and they do everything we train. There's like 15 skills you learn, and then you learn, oh, here's how I have that conversation. My stress goes down, my skills go up, and we'll be glad to help you with that. So just go to townsendnow.com.
Yeah, it's really about helping people hold on to their core
strength,
no matter what the problem is in front of you. Because if we collapse, then we have nowhere to go.
All right. I'm glad that you called. I hope that that's going to be helpful to you. And also, I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust, and I hope you'll give that to him and say, read this. Let's talk about it. I want you to be worthy of my trust. I want to trust you. I don't want us to continue this, and we'll get you the information on Townsend Now. Right now, let's go to, how about we talk with Missy from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WFIL is the station there. Hi, Missy. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you, sir?
Doing all right. What's going on?
I have a question. I have a sister who is rather large. She's 500 pounds.
Oh, goodness.
And she has health problems, depression problems, and she doesn't want to get any help. What do you suggest for me to do? Her living quarters are falling apart. Roof is coming in. that she's living in filth, even though her daughter is a mental health doctor's assistant, and her son has mental health issues. And she's single, living by herself. I'm about an hour away. Please give me some suggestions how I can help her help herself.
Quick question. Is she confined to her house now?
Well, she does work. She works every day, but she just had an operation last week. So she's confined right now.
Mm-hmm. How does she work every day? You said she works, but she's not functional, so I'm a little confused. Does she work at home, or does she leave her house and actually go?
No, she gets up, and she uses her cane, and she drives to her workplace, and she does her job, but then she finds herself on the couch when she gets home. She wears a diaper, actually, and the house is filled with this, dirtiness of these.
Yeah. Okay.
And we don't want to put her in a nursing home because she's functional. She has a job.
And so have you talked with her daughter about this and said, "Hey, you're a trained professional. What's going on?"
I have not, but I am the one that talked to her about her getting this operation, and then her daughter talked to her about, having to do the operation because she was not wanting to do that either because she doesn't want to care for herself.
Okay.
But I will have to talk to her daughter. But I just thought I'd give you a call, and I've been fasting and praying about this call, how I can help her. She doesn't know the Lord.
Okay. Well, let's see. John, let's start with you. What do you think might be? It's a sister, and she doesn't have a lot of control here. But anything you can suggest?
Yeah, Missy. You know, the Bible tells us that there's kind of a law of escalation when somebody's out of control. Like in Matthew 18, it says, you go to the person, if they repent, you've won your brother or your sister, whoever. And then it says to bring two or three and then bring the whole church. We have to escalate sometimes. God says that when somebody doesn't listen. For whatever reason, your sister's in deep denial, and I think she probably feels very helpless and out of control. And if the daughter's not helping, this is when we go to the authorities, and I would probably call the county community health center and say, I've got somebody whose life may be in danger because of their living condition. And then a lot of the times they'll just come make a home visit. And the advantage of that is the person could probably still say, look, I'm not doing anything illegal, so go away. But here's the principle. Is what things are noticed tend to improve. When you put the microscope of, we went to the trouble of the county officials coming to your home, all of a sudden things start happening. People begin to rally. People begin to change. So you got to amp up the heat, I believe.
I agree. I think it could be that thing. It's either going to get better,
right,
or there's going to be an intervention here, and you're not going to like the intervention. That could be the key. But I think the first intervention is with the daughter to say to her, whatever's going on isn't working, so let's work together to implement something that might. Sherry, any comment here?
I do, Missy. I think of Matthew 23, which there's a principle there where Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and he says, woe to you. He says, you're cleaning the outside of the cup or the dish, but the inside is filled with self-indulgence and greed. And in your sister's case, I get the fact that she's doing the surgery, but let me tell you what I'm most concerned about is the inside of her cup, the inside of that dish. If she doesn't get treatment for that depression and for whatever is, she will keep self-indulging as a way of trying to find comfort.
Yeah.
So my suggestion would be she needs some inpatient work. She needs to go to some place that can help to look at the wounds of her past, maybe even the pain she feels over her own son and helpless over his mental health issues, and begin to get healing for that. Because if not, she'll have the surgery and she will eat her way into obesity again.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. So please don't miss that step. It's critical to go inside that cup.
All right. I hope that's helpful to you. I'm going to send you a copy of the book Lose It for Life. And also, man, if she could get to our Living Light workshop, which is in January, we've actually seen people heavier than her now doing things like teaching other folks fitness and health and wellness. One of our favorites just started horseback riding, and literally another woman can fit in one leg of the jeans that she used to wear. All sorts of things can happen, but somebody has to initiate a change in the status quo. That's the bottom line.
The positive disruption. Somebody's got to disrupt the system.
And you know what, Steve? The success of that program really comes because you all are focusing on the inside of that cup.
Well,
you're looking
right.
at
there
what the eating is about. So
yeah, that's right.
Get her there.
No weight loss program is going to help her if we don't get to the heart of what really is going on, that she's lost so much hope, that all she has is food. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. By the way, if you're not signed up for our daily devotionals, you go to newlife.com, and right there at the bottom of the page, you can just click on it, and we'll send you a devotional every day that could make all the difference in the world.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, this is New Life, New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Keffer. The phone number, if you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. And I mentioned earlier that some folks, some people gave $1,000, some $500. And they came up with $260,000 to challenge you to help us in November right now out of gratitude. And Thanksgiving without thanks living isn't worth much. But when you put it to practice, and if you're grateful for the program, we're going to spend any amount of support that you give us the best way possible. It's one of the things we're known for, a lot of ministry, for not too much money. And so you help us if you can by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But let's go back to the phones at 1-800-229-3000, and let's talk with Angie from Atlanta, Georgia, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Hi there, Angie. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call, and I really appreciate it. I listen to you guys almost daily, and I'm getting a lot of kind of helpful tips for living from you guys.
Well, we're glad you
are.
Okay.
Thank you. I might cry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
How, and if you can't understand me, I'm happy to repeat.
Okay.
How does someone create an ultimatum that another person, in my case a spouse, will believe as serious?
Okay. What's your spouse doing? Why do you want to do this ultimatum?
He has anger issues. He has many years. We were almost divorced about 4 years ago, and I see the same behaviors creeping back, and they've been there for roughly a year now. He is not taking out anger issues on me so much, but my children, and I can't watch it happen much longer. It is, I love him.
And have you made ultimatums? Have you made ultimatums that you weren't serious about?
I have said you need to go to counseling. We need counseling. Our son needs counseling.
Well, Angie, that's not an ultimatum. That's a request. An ultimatum says "or" at the end of it. Have you ever had an "or"? That's what Steve is asking: is have you had an "or" at the end of your request?
No, because the last time I went ahead and just filed for divorce and said, I'm done. So I've never, I guess I truly haven't done a true ultimatum.
Right, which is one reason he doesn't believe it. Now, when you started the call, you said, how do I get how do I structure an ultimatum so that he will see I'm serious? That's impossible. And the reason I'm saying that is because ultimatums are for people that don't believe we're serious, and so then they have to experience it, and then they go, oh, they're serious. You can't tell somebody on the front end who gets away with murder, well, this time I'm serious. They got to feel it. That's, you know, when we look at all the neuropsych, people can hear all these words, but until they feel it and experience it, like in Galatians 6, where Paul says, God is not mocked, a person will reap what they sow. If they're just hearing somebody unhappy and kind of nagging, they just kind of tune it out. And they've got to actually reap something. So I'm not a big believer in saying that divorce is like, you know, the final option here. I would want us to help you with an ultimatum that is disruptive for him, but not the nuclear option. For example, separation. A structured legal separation where as long as you're angry, Frank, and out of control and you're hurting me and the kids, we're going to have to do it. I'm still married to you. God put us together, but we can't be together. And if you won't get help, if you won't look at this, if you refuse counseling, it's too damaging for us, so we're apart for a while. There's a lot of different ways to have that or, that ultimatum, Regina. I mean, Angie, but I'm giving examples of something that's not as nuclear, but that he'll have to feel and miss you and feel his life somewhat disruptive. That's how we do it.
I think I am frustrated because we've been through all this before the last time. I am stronger now. I am a much stronger Christian. And I said, I'm not going anywhere. I am staying married.
So let me ask you a question, because I honestly think underneath this whole mess is a fear you have of being alone, or maybe a fear of standing on your own two feet. Because the question is, what is it about you that would allow your children to be offended by rage on an ongoing basis? What is it about you that continues to stay when they're being perpetrated by his anger? What do you think that is?
It probably is kind of the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
Being alone.
Which is normal and natural. Sure.
Failure in a marriage.
Okay, so this idea that I'm a failure, or the fear of unknown, because I don't know what would be beyond what John just invited you to think about. It's a lot of times fear of the unknown and a fear of failure. That fear keeps us in situations tolerating things that are hurting the people we love. And when the Lord says, fear not, he's being really honest with us. You have a reason to fear your husband, but that kind of fear should move you away from him to protect your kids and not towards him. Not towards him, right? So you got to figure that out.
We'll be right back after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. November 10th through the 12th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.newlife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, you have to wonder how many things in life don't happen because of fear. The Bible tells us if there's a fear problem, it starts with a love relationship problem with God, because it says love will cast out the fear. And I just think of the bold, courageous moves of disciples, apostles, others that you read about in Scripture. They loved Christ, they loved the Lord so much that whatever fear they had, they just kept moving. And, you know, we're always telling our kids, we do things afraid. We just keep moving forward. That's what courage is. When you're afraid, you just keep moving forward. And it's just amazing what we get to do when we don't let the fear paralyze us. We just acknowledge it. And, you know, if you're struggling with fear, we want to help you with that. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. There are a lot of things that we have. Resources, tapes, videos, CDs, books, counselors, and intensive workshops. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us help you with that fear. I think it's the most underrated emotion in the Christian world. A lot of people aren't willing to step up and say, you know what, it's fear. That's the issue. It's fear.
You're so right, Steve. Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, it's a
I was just thinking about what you were saying, and I think so often as believers, we forget what that verse actually says. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you." Yeah. You know, even thinking back to Angie and her fear of being alone, I know when I had to step up and I had to step out and leave a destructive situation, that's when my relationship with God actually kind of lit up like a Christmas tree, because He showed up for me. God showed up for me in ways that I never imagined, because God hates anger and rage. God doesn't want people abused. And so I'm, you know, when I hear stories of people and testimonies of people that were in really tight spots and they trust God and do the right thing, you get to hear God's stories about how we did show up, because he That's is right. with us. He doesn't want us to tolerate evil and hurt, you know, when people are harmed. So
That's right. All right. So hope you'll work through the fear and let us help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, before we go to the next caller, and that number is 1-800-229-3000, on the 10th of November, we're going to do a listener appreciation gathering in Milpitas, Northern California. It's for our KFAX folks, and you can find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE by calling or go to newlife.com. We'd love to see you there. KFAX is one of the greatest stations in the entire world, and we can't wait to come up there. We always have a good time when we're there, and it's going to be a great night. So you come and join us then. But right now, I want to go back to our calls at 1-800-229-3000 to Teresa in Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Teresa, you're on with Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi there. Hi. How can we help?
Hi. I'm calling because I have a stepdaughter and a stepson. They're both in their mid to late 30s, and they don't respect me, and my husband always sides with them. I used to be very passive and fearful of other people and a huge people pleaser, but through my life I've been abused, so I've learned a lot about, you know, just growing strong and setting my boundaries, which I've done, and that just seems to have brought a lot of turmoil into the home. My stepdaughter recently, they say like F U B-I-T-C-H.
Oh my goodness.
They're very disrespectful. And my husband, you know, I picture the daughter like on a bulldozer in the vortex of a tornado. She's going to get what she wants regardless of who says, you know.
Yeah. And you're aware, you're aware that you don't have, you're aware you don't have a stepdaughter problem, right? You have a problem with your husband. It's a husband problem.
Well, yeah, and then in talking with my brother, he was saying that, you know, a father or a mother should really side with their children, but, you know, this is his third marriage. And
well, side with what's right. Yeah, you don't side with the children, the mother or the Martians. You side with what's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so recently, this is just a couple of, just a quick example of kind of the things she does. Okay, so my husband's a workaholic. He works 6 days a week. He's never home. She is a single mother of three kids by two different dads. She just wants to go out and party on the weekends and pick up strange men in the bars, and she doesn't want children on the weekends. So she wants to dump them off. Usually her mother will take them. She drives, you know, 2 hours to drop them off at the mom's house, or she'll try to circumvent my permission. She won't ask me if I'm doing anything. She calls her daddy at work and says, "Daddy, can I drop the kids off?" And he'll say, "Oh, sure. You know, Teresa's home. Just drop them off." And nobody asks me.
Hey, we're with you. We understand. We get it. You're being trampled on.
And you know what? Steve is right. But what's interesting is you're going back to the daughter instead of looking at it as a problem with your husband. We have the boundaries expert here today. And are you hearing boundary violations?
With a capital B?
Yeah. So would you like to hear from John in light of what is going on? Because until you establish your boundaries, you will be railroaded over and over again in your own family. So what's going on here, John?
Teresa?
Yes.
Let's change the goal here. I want to change the goalpost here for you. I have never found it helpful to have a goal of someone respecting me. It just doesn't really get you anywhere. I have a better goal is that you would help her to modify her behavior because of bad things that'll happen if she doesn't. That's just not, you know, don't look for a person like that to respect you. And maybe in time she will, but it's more like she needs to curb her out-of-control abusive behavior. So we got to start where we start, and I think the number one thing to tell her is I do care for you, but I will not be present on the phone or in person for language or actions that are hurtful to me. So if we're on the phone or we're visiting at a Starbucks or we're at Target or whatever, if you turn that on, I will leave that and you won't hear or see me for a while. Now, that's not a change your life boundary. It's I won't be around while you're a mean person boundary. Because remember, boundaries, you got to Galatians 5 on this. They're not about controlling the other person. It's the fruit of the Spirit called self-control. This is not changing stepdaughter. This is changing Teresa to protect yourself. So I would start there. And then the thing about your husband colluding, we call it collusion in our clinical world, where he says, oh, she'll be there. I would tell your husband, if you do that again, she's going to come to a house where the door is locked and I'm gone off with a godly friend of mine. We're seeing a movie. Don't want to let you know that ahead of time, Sam. And you just said that with him. In either case, with Sam or with stepdaughter, you're not changing their behavior. You're just absenting yourself from mean stuff. So they have to begin to realize, oh, she's serious about this.
Well, and the other thing is you don't even have to tell Sam. You just need to not be there.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, you've got other plans, and
yeah.
She brings the kids, and you're not
and
there.
And then she puts the kids back in the car, and she finds somebody else to use.
It sounds like it may be a sneak attack. Like, you're the last person to find out, because she's knocking at your door.
That's good.
So, if it comes to that, a sneak attack, you don't have to answer that door.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to deal with your feelings of feeling bad or feeling like I'm letting them down or, oh, my goodness, here's this mom with two kids. Yeah. How can I not? I'm here. I'm available. But you're going to have to tell yourself the truth and say, no one asked me. I didn't say yes to any of this.
You know what, Teresa? No. I just brought to the studio a copy of The New Boundaries, updated and expanded edition. And I'm going to ask our nice staff here if they can mail you a copy of this. Is going to be the copy that's coming to you. I'll autograph it. And it has new information. Henry Cloud, after 25 years, Henry and I wrote this when we were 10 years old, and now it's out again. And it's got lots of information about dealing with people like that. And
the digital stuff.
And the digital stuff
too.
About how do you deal with people who are addicted to smartphones and internet and texting, and they don't have a life, how to have boundaries there. So, Teresa, you're getting the copy because we want to help you.
Yeah. You know, a simple way to look at this, Teresa, is you are a valuable person. You're valuable to God. You're valuable enough that you can say, this is the limit to which I'll go. And to be treated the way you're treated, and then have demands put upon you, and your husband to sit there and watch this kind of treatment. And somebody saying to you on the other side, well, you know, he ought to be siding with his kids. Oh my goodness, you need some help. You need to get into counseling with somebody you can trust. That's good and great, and we'll help you with that. You need that. And you need a support group of other women that can help you with this, because you're getting really bad treatment and bad advice all around. Boundaries is going to help you. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just
just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Artiburn here. And if you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, there are a lot of things we can do to help you. We have so many great resources, none the least of which, of course, we've got some amazing intensive weekends coming up. And if you don't know about our intensives, I mean, they change everything for so many people. Every Man's Battle is November the 3rd in Orange County. Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart is November the 10th. Living Light, that's our weight loss, January 26th. We do it once a year, and it changes lives. Intimacy in Marriage is February the 16th. That's Valentine's weekend, of course. Take Your Life Back, March 16th in Orange County. We would love for you to come to one of those. But look, maybe you don't need that. Maybe you just need a counselor. Maybe you need a book. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we will help you. Now, let's go to our final caller. By the way, if you're on the line, hold on, because we would love to get to your call in the next program or the next. And the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. But right now, I want to talk with Robin from State College, Pennsylvania. Hi, Robin. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, you guys.
Great. How can we help you? Don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call.
Okay. Well, I've been looking for churches, for a church for myself for quite a while, and I know several people that go to church, and I have to ask them about their churches, and I mean, it's like pulling teeth, you know, to get information of their church, and I'm looking for a church that's going to give me the meat and potatoes that I need. I mean, I'm so hungry right now for spiritual things that I just cannot find a church that, I don't know, I guess I'm kind of like bullheaded. If you're not going to talk to me about your church, I'm not going to try that one. But, I mean, like, how do I find myself a church? I mean, why are people not telling about their church?
Well, you make the point. I mean, if the people you're around aren't telling you about their church, must not be a very great church they're going to. And you know what I would do if I were you? I would call the radio station that you're listening to right now, WBYN, and I'd say, hey, can you give me the just talk to the lady that answers. Can you give me the name of three churches that you've heard are really great churches? And I'd try them all three.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a great idea, Steve.
It is.
That's how you get some results there, rather than just waiting for somebody to step up and tell you. So that's what I'd do. Do you have a therapist by any chance? Do you go see a counselor by any chance? Do you go see a counselor?
I have in the past, because of things in my past, why I've left a church, you know, and I mean,
well, a lot of times counselors really know the healthy ones and the sick ones, and they can be a great resource for helping you find a good church. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Toxic Faith. That'll help you find a bad church. Well, that'll keep you out of a bad church. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
So I'll send that to you. But yeah, I would sure let WBYN give you a heads up on that, okay?
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. All right. Well, we will send her a copy of Toxic Faith. You can get it and a lot of other resources by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And, you know, quite frankly, this is a tough time of year for a lot of people. And it's good to have a phone number you can call anytime and get some help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You just call and let them work with you. So many people, I meet them all the time, and they say everything changed once I made that phone call. So we'd love for you to do that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, I want to tell you, some of you don't have a very good personality. Let's just face it, right? And I just saw some research on how you can have a good one, and it's called gratitude. This research said if you don't like your personality and then you become grateful, you become more optimistic, less materialistic, more spiritual, less self-centered, and you have more self-esteem. Who doesn't want all those things for themselves, and who doesn't want to be around somebody like that? So what's the key to a new personality? Gratitude. It really does.
Well, the other side of it, Steve, is that most people have personality disorders are not aware that they have personality disorders,
but
everybody around them knows. So maybe after you look at it for yourself, give it to that special person who has no clue that they have personality issues. Yeah.
Well, that's why I say to folks all the time, hey, everybody has a problem. And if you don't think you have a problem, well, that's the problem.
That's the bigger problem.
You're living in this thing called denial. Anyway, we're hoping that some folks could step up who are grateful for the counsel you've gotten over this radio program, or you're grateful that we found a great counselor for you, or you're grateful that you went to one of the intensive weekends and it really did help you. And if that's the case, we'd love for you to support us and help us. We've got a big challenge here in November and then December. And some folks came along and they raised $260,000 and saying, please tell folks to match what we've done. We want to challenge them to step up and do whatever they can in whatever way that they can. And when you do it, people get to go to workshops that can't afford it. People get to go see a counselor that can't afford it. They get resources that they can't afford. And people that have no access to counseling anywhere near them, or for whatever reason, maybe they're in a marriage where, you know, it would be life-threatening for them to get a counselor, they hear the radio and they know what to do, and it starts to change things. So if you're grateful for New Life, please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and support this ministry in any way you can. And as a side benefit to that, you get to change your personality and people will love you even more. We'll also send you our 2018 New Life calendar. It's got all the things on there, wonderful photography, the events that we're going to do over the year coming in 2018. And 2018 is our 30th anniversary. 30 years ago, we started New Life, 1988. Pretty exciting.
Wow.
So come celebrate with us, and your edition of the 2018 30th anniversary calendar is waiting for you. It's our way of saying thank you. A couple of other things I want to remind you about, that KFAX Listener Appreciation Evening on the 10th. We would love for you to come and be part of that. Please just call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, hey, give me the detail, or go to newlife.com. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be a great time. We mentioned Townsend Now. That's a great new service that's available. And the new Boundaries book, including how do you have great boundaries when somebody else is more interested in technology than my personality. And we see it all the time. People, you know, it used to be we would hear stories of guys would come home and they'd be on their laptop all night long. Now we hear stories of men and women. They're on Facebook. They're doing all sorts of things on the cell phone. Boundaries is a great way to counter that. We love getting to do this. We love getting to have folks like John and Sherry on the program. And thank you, John and Sherry, for being part of New Life. We are so grateful, and people talk about you behind your back all the time. They love getting to hear your advice. And, you know, it's kind of rare to get to hear really great wisdom from a biblical perspective, but also an informed perspective. You guys, how many times have you seen people try to reduce everything down to a couple of phrases, or, hey, just memorize scripture or pray more or whatever it is?
Beware the person whose only tool is a hammer, for they see every problem as a nail.
Yeah. And not that there's anything wrong with nails, but sometimes it requires something
other tools.
Hey, join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. We love you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you.
but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.